of urgency.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
And I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
Well, good morning, radio listeners. I'm Jay Garvin's, your host of The Jay Garvin Show, right here in the studios on 8th Street. And what a beautiful weekend it is, whether it's rain or whether it's sunshine in Colorado. I love every aspect of spring, the flowers coming up, the blooms coming out. We're losing some of the blooms now on the trees, but more are coming out, flowers are coming up, and I am sailing away. That's why you had that intro. It's the theme of the song. I'm an oldie but a goodie, a Styx lover, a BG lover, a Journey lover. And today, I'm the captain of this ship, and I'm going to take you through your and my conversation. The radio show title today, Smooth Sailing with Investment Properties. Now, I've got Jason Holmes of Rocky Mountain Climate that's going to be on talking about different train product offerings. We're going to talk about some of the product lines that he has, but it's part of a bigger picture of Smooth Sailing with Investment Properties. See, I want you all to climb aboard. Now, you're probably going to hear all the lyrics of the Styx song, I'm Sailing Away, because I like to keep it light. But the reality is this. The past is a predictor of the future. And somehow, 12 years ago, when I got seriously into investment property ownership for the second time, that's a key there, I learned some simple things because I'm a simple guy, and I applied them to investment property ownership. And my wife and I have been very humbled and very fortunate and very blessed to have great success with it. We have over $10,000 a month of residual income, and we're less than 2 years away from having all of these properties paid off. And that $10,000 a month residual income is ours until we choose to sell the properties, and they've only increased in value the entire time as we've received residual income and built dividends every single month and year off of a decision we made 9 years ago. And I want to share that with you. Now, I also want you to call me. If you've never heard my voice, my name is Jay and I'm your friend. I want you to call me so I can earn your mortgage business in your next refinance or purchase mortgage. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. I've been helping people with mortgages since 1998 and licensed since the requirement came to be in 2009. In multiple states now, I'm going through a purchase process of an investment Airbnb second home in Gatlinburg area, Tennessee. I told you, the radio listeners and podcast listeners, that I was going to do that, and I'm doing it. And I want to share that knowledge with you because I'm learning along the way. Last month, I did a show called Choosing a Valued Partner. And this is part of it. A lot of it's been smooth for me in investment property because it's easy to choose my partners because 90% of them are in place and I use the same rules the whole time. And I come across as spontaneous, but I use a very meticulous system of walking through this. And I'm going to share this with you because investment property can be a chess game or it can be a full contact sport. You have to decide. You can either manage them yourself or you can get a property manager. I'll help you understand both. See, this all came to light when my wife and I went under contract on a house that we've owned since 2012 as an investment property. And I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you that it only took me 3 hours to prepare that whole house to get onto the market, and it was under contract in 8 hours at $20,000 above asking price, and it's only a $300,000 house. Should have been like a $270,000 house, but I went in at $325,000 and then I got a full offer plus over at a $345,000 offer. Very smart real estate agent won the deal. But because I had followed a system the whole time through owning that investment property, I was able to turn it quickly. Also, I just switched over one of my properties. It was work, but it was seamless. And these are some of the things I want to go through with you. First of all, how did I get a property on and off a rental and onto the sale market in less than 3 hours? One, since I bought that house, we've only had three renters in that house in 12 years. And every single time when I bought the house, when I switched out the first tenant, the second, and the third, I always did simple, essential, but easy fixes to the house. See, the concrete driveway was bad, so I spent $1,000, not a lot of money, took the time, was very deliberate in getting a brand new driveway, and that was it. Later, while that tenant was there, we said, we're going to invest $1,600 to fully zero-scape the yard because my wife said, I don't want to put in all new grass, so let's zero-scape. We did that. When we were there, we repainted and resurfaced the front porch, and then we fixed some hardware, doorknobs, and faucets inside the house, and we never had to switch them again. They weren't broken. They were just old. And then when the next tenant moved out, we decided to reactivate a garage that was a tandem garage on the alley. We put in concrete there for another $1,000. We put in a full brand new garage door and a new garage door opener, and that was it. My wife, before we even moved into the house, had all the floors resurfaced, so that was done because it's all hardwood. And then when the next tenant moved out, I did a brand new hot water heater. And then this last one, the only thing I did by putting it to market was I put a new garage door on the front, and along the way, we serviced the furnace every year, and we serviced the sewer four separate times. We only put $8,000 into this house ever, but we had a systematic way of minor improvement along the process to do that. I just did that when I finished an agreement with an existing tenant, and now we have a new one that just moved in this last week. I had an existing contractor that I knew and had tile in the garage from a previous bathroom renovation in this house. He put the tile in $1,000, put all new hardware on the door, put all new fans in because the tenant wanted that, and then refinished the floors and washed the windows. We just do small things along the way so it's never overwhelming. It's like preventive maintenance on your car or other aspects of your health or your life. See, that's what I'm going to talk about today, and that's the introduction of just having smooth sailing with investment property ownership. Now, I'm going to get into as well what it's going to be like to interview and build a relationship with a property manager, or even better than that, a real estate agent. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 330-1457 if I can help you with a mortgage, if you want to start a purchase or a sale of a home, or even just have the conversation about investment property. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm going to be back after this message, and get ready to listen to Jason Holmes as we talk about Trane product offerings with Rocky Mountain Climate and how important the equipment inside your house and your investment property are to your well-being. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back after these messages.
Down the stream, Mary, 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 life is just a dream.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Got some loot in my suit and green in my jeans, and I'm ready to go. So come on, Mary, hop in this boat and let's roll, roll, roll.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am so excited to keep the conversation going with smooth sailing. But this time, instead of investment properties, I'm talking about the equipment in your house. And once again, I have back Jason from Rocky Mountain, my friend. It seems like it was just yesterday that we were together.
It does. It seems even sooner than that, really.
Jason is awesome. One of the second generation owners. It's you, Frankie, and then
Steve.
Steve.
Yep.
You know, I've never met Steve yet.
No, you will.
I bet you.
One of these soon ones we do with you, you'll meet him.
I talk the most with Frankie. I see you the most.
Uh-huh.
And Bob still scares me. He's a good guy. He's the one that comes and does bids. But I want to talk to you today about Rocky Mountain Climate's offerings, who you partner with, and you know the Trane product offerings. Kind of introduce us to your product line, which is the largest investment, at least one of the largest investments of all the equipment in your house. And you guys supply all of the furnaces, air conditioners, and all of the air treatment systems. Let's start at A and go through Z, my friend.
Yeah, so we are a Trane comfort specialist, so we deal strictly with Trane equipment. A lot of reasons for that. We do believe that Trane is the best out there. Like we said a couple segments ago, I think Matt was Cadillac at HVAC at Ford prices.
Yeah, and nothing runs like a Trane.
And nothing stops a Trane.
Oh, nothing runs like stops a Trane. Scratch that out, Matt, because Trane's going to fire me even before we get hired. It's like, you're fired. Let's go on to the Justin Hermes show, you know? Oh, my God. So nothing.
Nothing stops a Trane.
Stops a Trane. And I believe this relationship is divine because I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I know the craftsmanship. I'm a German myself. All my brothers are tradesmen, either plumbers, engineers, stuff like that. And I went to school in La Crosse, and a lot of my friends worked the summer at the Trane factory. We got Trane production right in Pueblo. It's near and dear to my heart. It's American made. Man, we need to get some country music there going with Made in America. Matt's going to put that together for the next outro. So tell me, product, buddy.
Product, I think we were talking about last time. It still stands. Use the product code COVID, and you can receive the $1,450 install of the Trane Clean Effects unit.
Oh, I like that. What's that promo again?
Promo code is COVID.
COVID, COVID, which spells scam. I'm kidding.
So when you talk to Frankie or Ashley at the office, just mention promo code COVID and they'll give you that.
Well, let's start with HVAC because you guys have an amazing, efficient, high efficient furnace system. Like I said, I've got one in my attic, one in my basement, two that you've put into my investment properties. Never a complaint. What are some of the other product offerings that you guys have?
Of course, air conditioning and furnaces. We do have more clean air systems. There's a specific thing called the iWave.
Uh-huh.
It's a UV light-based unit that's virtually maintenance-free.
That's huge right now with COVID and air.
Yeah. On a 60-minute test by a third-party company, it killed up to 99.4% of the COVID virus.
Yeah, and you said that you take a vaccine for your body, and what's that tagline you use?
Oh, I can't ever remember. Like, get your home a shot, or what was
yeah,
it?
You've got your COVID vaccine. Now give your house its vaccine.
That's right.
Something like that. We can't get it right, but you can tell our hearts we're sincere. Come on, folks. You've got a guy in here in a t-shirt and jeans ready to go back out and help guys load equipment and bids, and you got me sitting here with a Bee Gees shirt. So if you can't be comfortable in this environment, just turn the damn station. Yeah. I got like Lee Osborne, who's a concrete guy who listens, and he says, Jay, you're as real in life as you sound on the radio. So tell me about your air conditioning, because I've got a 2-ton and a 4-ton Trane in my house. What the heck is the difference?
Difference is in the size of your house. So
bigger units need bigger tonnage.
Bigger homes need bigger tonnage.
Yep. And you guys have great units because there are more affordable than the other quotes that I got. And on top of that, they're affordable, but you get the personal local help.
Jay, and that's a good thing about Rocky Mountain Climate is we're here to make a living, but we're not here to break it off on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's what I love about you guys. We treat every house like it's our home. And
exactly. That's what I say. If I wouldn't do a loan for me or Marlo, I certainly wouldn't do it for you.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean,
you know firsthand, you call me, you don't even ask for a price because you know I'm going to treat you right.
Exactly. And you know me because we've talked mortgages over the years and we've never even done a transaction yet, you and me personally.
Right.
And it just doesn't matter because the conversation is not to get to a product. It's to get exactly where you need to be. And you've been taken care of. So there's nothing that needs to be done.
You're dealing with the honest, trustworthy, family-owned company, and that's Rocky Mountain Climate.
Let's finish off talking about this air system, though. This has really got me intrigued because this is so important as people have high anxiety coming out of this COVID-19 phase of our country.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, really.
What's the name of the product?
The Trane Clean Effects.
Trane Clean Effects.
Yes.
And now break down, what is the Trane Clean Effects?
Trane Clean Effects is it's got electronic corona field in the middle of a pre and post filter.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is, and it's mandated by Harvard School of Health. So what happens is on the Trane Clean Effects is the air goes through the first pre-filter.
Okay.
That picks up most of the particles inside your that are airborne inside your house. Then it goes through the corona field in the middle of it, and that it's like a bug zapper.
A bug zapper,
and
okay,
it zaps
great.
All it zaps all that stuff that gets past the pre-filter, and anything that might get past that bug zapper is picked up in the post-filter.
So that's it makes unbelievable.
By the time the air hits your home, it's 99.98%.
That's amazing. Now, this sounds expensive. Are we talking $2,000, $3,000, $4,000? How much is this?
Using promo code COVID, it's $1,450 installed.
Really? COVID. And this is huge because Marlo and I are going to look into this because she's huge on the air. Not so much for COVID, just because we know the air quality and water quality. It's what we breathe and what we take in. And this is huge. I mean, I have a lot of clients that are HVAC, HVAC professionals, and you're the first one that's had this conversation. And this, I'll bet you out in the field, this is really important to people.
It is. It's extremely important because what's more important in the house besides your kid is the air you breathe inside your house.
I know. And Trane has had this product for a while, or they just launched it?
It's been out for a couple years.
Good for them. Way to get... That's a good Wisconsin company getting out in front of an idea.
It is. And the cool thing about dealing with Trane is they do all of their own research and scientific laboratories inside their production warehouses.
And you're supporting families right in Colorado with production down in Pueblo. Yep. A good Wisconsin cheesehead company.
Oh, no, he
this
didn't.
This isn't a product coming over international. I'm really a big... Made American, stay American, and
cool.
You guys lead the charge, my friend. I'd fist pump you if we didn't have this flipping glass in front of us. So tell the radio listeners how they can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of us by calling Frankie or Ashley at the office at 719-629-8686.
Cool!
My friend, we flow easy in here, so give me your website.
Website is RockyMountainClimate.com.
Awesome, that's great. And before we know it, my friend, it's going to be Christmas, and we'll have a dozen interviews or more under our belt. So please remember Rocky Mountain Climate and, of course, exclusive Trane product offerings. But call me during the break, 719-330-1457. I can help you get in touch with Jason, Frankie, or the whole team, and I want you to hear his number. One more time.
That number is 719-629-8686.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back right after these messages with more smooth sailing with investment properties. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
He's just made in America. Made in America.
If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. What an amazing interview with Jason Holmes. And I want to jump right back into my conversation of the day, the show title of Smooth Sailing with Investment Properties. And of course, acquiring them and maintaining them and owning them. Now, I'd love to earn your business to walk you through your next purchase. I'm going to share with you my ideas about building wealth into retirement because of the obvious value of homes right now. They're going to continue to go up. We don't have a bubble. We're going to have to deal with inflation, but rates are historically low. So if you get an investment property or a primary residence right now, you're going to get a 2 or 3% rate, and that's going to be that same rate without inflation for the next 15 or 30 years or until you sell it. So millennials are still coming to the market in droves. So a house now in Colorado Springs that has a net value of over $425,000 is going to be more than $500,000 by 2025. It's obviously forecasted to hit earlier than that now, but I don't think we can sustain at this level. But what I do want to go through with you is the smooth sailing with investment properties. One of the things I want to share with you is that you can either have a distant chess match with investment property ownership where you do the thinking, but there's not a lot of moving parts because you have a property manager or a real estate agent that serves you. Or it can be a full contact sport like the Ultimate Fighting Championships like I do in investment properties, and I manage the half a dozen that I have on my own. But when you interview a professional to help you, these are some things that you want to think about. First of all, when you think of investment property and a property manager, I want you first to think of a real estate agent, because you can build two partnerships for the price of one. Individuals like Justin Hermes at RE/MAX Properties not only is a great buying and selling agent, but he also manages over 100 properties with his team. So he can add the same value as anybody else if you buy your primary residence. But if you later decide to become an investment property owner, you don't need to go find another quote-unquote property manager, because he's two in one. That comes with, for no extra cost. Someone else like Colin Smith does that at Solid Rock Real Estate, or Mark Solis over at Best Realty. These are all friends of mine of different degrees that can help you do that. So that's number one. But when you start to talk to these professionals about property management, you want to ask and have a conversation. Hey, how many properties do you manage? Because if someone says they manage property and they only have two or three, that's like going to a dentist that only does two or three procedures a year. When he's drilling into your teeth, that's going to matter. When a property manager is drilling into your pocketbook and playing a role in you having a positive experience or a negative nightmare with busted out walls and no rent and all this junk, you're going to blame them, so you better take the time to interview them. So I am going to tell you, I would strongly suggest you make a partnership with someone that manages at least 100 to 300 properties, because they do it every day and they're very good at it, or at least you can see the reviews if they suck and stop the interviewing. Number two, I would strongly suggest you go with someone at this level, you're almost guaranteed to get it, that has a team instead of just a one man or one woman band, because if they go down, your operation goes down. Now, the next one is you want to get property managers that have a good system of going through proper background checks, credit checks, income checks, asset checks, not someone that cuts corners. That's where your poor experiences come, and mostly by accidental investors. Hey, I had a house, the military moved me in a PCS, permanent change of station, and now I guess I'll rent the house. I'll just put a buddy in there. That's a bad idea. You always have a lease. You always make sure that there's a credit, income, and criminal background check. And then more importantly than all of that is most of your expense is going to come in lost rent, but the next most expensive is the maintenance. Now, some of this you need to catch when you're buying the house, and some houses just aren't meant to buy. But the rest of this comes with your expertise or your property manager's expertise with contractors. People will charge you $200, $300, $400 for roto-rootering out your sewer system, but it should only cost about $130 to $170 bucks, unless you're going through some vent pipe in the roof, then $200 at best. So price, quality of service, dependability, all of that's important. But those key things of finding someone with experience, finding someone with a team, someone with a good process of finding a tenant, and having a good team of contractors and professionals around you are key. And then another very simple part. Now that's like a chess match where you're just making strategic decisions and there's not much sweat in the game. A lot of time up front, you're slowing down to make good decisions, so then your property management can be more seamless, more residual, more hands-off, and more dependable. But if you are full contact sport, like think of a wrestler or a UFC fighter, where you're in there giving punches, like my wife and I, close up and intimate with the whole property management deal, there's some general rules to follow as well. The first general rule is that you should call me at 719-330-1457, and I'll walk you through the process. If you are a client and you have a mortgage or you want to do a mortgage with me, I'll do it for free. If not, it's no big deal. I can consult with you for $250 an hour in 30-minute billable increments, and we can just lay out a plan. I just did it with a friend that I haven't seen in over 14, 13 years, a dentist, Kim. And he said, wow, can you walk me through the process of what you just explained about my buying mobile home parks? And I said, sure, Kim, for $250 an hour, you're not a client. Let's sit down. And we're sitting down. So here's the three rules. These are for free. Number one, your property manager or me personally, I would never have an individual in any of my houses with less than a 640 credit score. I just went over 40 phone calls and conversations with people to get into my house on Pleasant, and I had to have 40 conversations, most of all that came from online, different rentals.com, Zillow, and MLS that I put the house on, and also half of them that were signed calls, and I found 8 of the 40, 50 people that I talked to that actually had good credit scores. So it's like 1 in 5 sometimes. That's how it turned out. Number two, when I talk and people go through the application, I see how good their finances are because I take large deposits. On this house that I just rented, I took 1 month's rent up front in a security deposit of $1,850. But then also I invite pets. So I take a refundable pet deposit and also a hardwood maintenance deposit for hardwood floors. They're expensive to repair, and if people ruin them, I have them put $1,000 up front plus the $1,850. And if someone can't afford that, then I just keep working to find the next person who can. You can't get lazy. You can't speed things up for expediency, no matter how painful it is, because now that property is going to manage itself. And number three is I talk to people and I see what their cleanliness habits are. Now, this last individual that I rented to is an interior decorator, and we talked about how, what's the obsession disorder? OCD. See, I can't even remember because I'm dyslexic and that's my superpower. So I could tell that she was very particular about the condition of the house. But I also, when they come into my house to interview and walk through, like I show multiple couples, there's no law against my looking at their car, the outside and the inside, when my wife invites them inside the house, because it's a reflection of how they will treat their house based on how they treat their car. So these are very, very simple rules, and I've never had any problems at all with any of my tenants because of this reason. Now, I've got experience, and I share that with you. I had a couple problems back in 2002 to 2004 where I learned and I didn't interview people long enough. But I learned, wisdom is learning from others or from your mistakes, call it experience as well. And during this interview process on another property that we've had for 9 years, this is only our third tenant, and the house has always been in great condition. They've always paid on time. They've always respected us, and we've respected them for that reason. So you can do these same simple steps. Now, along this line, before we go to break, I'm going to go housekeeping, knock on the door.
Housekeeping.
Here it comes. One important subject. I'm telling you folks right now, in regards to renting, there's some fear out there. Denver just passed an ordinance that has some people concerned, and that's about so long for private property. We had a plan. Denver is starting to get people licensed and a requirement if you're going to go into contract with rental. Don't worry about that. You can call me if you have questions, because now nationally, a judge just strikes down a national eviction moratorium, and the pendulum will sweep back and forth where these municipals will start to get aggressive against, and then the judges and the laws and the ordinances will be put under scrutiny. So be cognizant and careful in Colorado. Call me if you want to have that conversation, because I have the articles and I can go through them. But it's not a fear. It's just a ploy for the weak and the timid. And you are neither. So call me during the break at 330-1457. I'll walk you through investment property questions. I'd love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance loan. That's the only price, to just let me competitively earn your business. And at Churchill Mortgage, where we have the certified home buyer, we have the best product anyhow, so everything else is icing on the cake. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back to wrap up the entire program, the entire podcast on smooth sailing with investment properties right after these important messages.
Sailing, feeling the breeze on my back. Get my blues fading, my weather and my wheels on track.
Give you a
every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. My name is Jay. I'm the host right here, The Jay Garvin Show. I'm your friend. You call me at 330-1457. I'd be honored to walk you through the purchase process. It's very complex right now. Real estate agents, buyer agents are the most important team member to choose right now, and I can help you with that. I'm a property owner. I'm a prior service military vet, so if you're military, I've been where you have, give me a call. If you're a homeowner, I am myself. It's an accomplishment nowadays just getting a mortgage lender that's actually a homeowner. You should actually ask people that question. Are you a homeowner when you buy a house? Because experience matters. It's like going to a marriage counselor with some single dude. I mean, what does he know about counseling in a marriage? He's not married. What do individuals? Well, it's just a mortgage, Jay. Yep, for you it is. For me, I want to show you smooth sailing in investment properties, and that starts with real estate purchases. And I've been talking the whole hour about how to interview a real estate agent / property manager. I think all property managers should be attached to a licensed real estate agent for obvious reasons. They can help you grow or contract your portfolio. Shared with you how to interview an agent, make sure that they have between 100 and 300 properties that they manage, make sure that it's not just a one-man band, that they've got a team of two or three, so if he goes lights out rogue, then you at least have backup member of his team if he travels or she's sick or anything like that. But then also you want to talk, hey, it's great to see you at church, I want a property management agreement with you. No, ask him, how do you properly interview applicants? Do you do background checks? Do you criminal checks? Do you do asset checks? Or do you cut corners? You can find that out. And then lastly, hey, introduce me to your team. What are some of the biggest things that are going to go wrong with your house? I can tell you what they are. One of the biggest things you're going to have to maintain is your hot water heater and your HVAC system. You know, you change the filters, but you have to take preventive actions and get them maintained, or they're just going to stop on a Sunday night and it's going to cost you a fortune. Springs and garage door openers. Those are used the most. Washers, dryers, and appliances if you have them. Then the rest are maintenance items. Window coverings, door hardware, doorbells, locks, things like that. You can ask them. The number one thing that goes out with me is HVAC and furnace, and that's why I have them serviced, and it's never been a problem. Never had a machine die by surprise, ever. And I won't have one. I'm having another HVAC system changed out in one of my houses that's not even bad yet. It's been in there for 20 years, and I don't want to be surprised. And I've got the money, and I've got the partner in Jason Holmes with Rocky Mountain Climate, and I've got the money, so I'm just going to do it. Now, he'll tell me whether that other unit is still serviceable, and I may donate it to someone who lost a system that can't afford it. See, something is worth better than nothing if you've got one that's broke and you're not in a financial situation to buy it. Now, those are the things that you can ask your agent, your property manager. If you're a hands-on property manager like me and you're doing it yourself, and if you are one and you've got ideas that I have not mentioned, please call me at 330-1457. I'd love to have a conversation. But the biggest takeaway for this entire podcast and radio show is that you need to invest in what you know. For me, that's easy because I've done it for years. But I have also great friends and clients like George that just studied it with Janice, mostly George, for more than 3 years before he moved forward. And now he's just bought two houses and went from $1 million portfolio to a $2 million portfolio overnight. And number two is you have to have a plan, and then you work the plan. So with smooth sailing with investment properties, the reason why it's went so smoothly for me is I am not all over the map. I don't have a 6,000 square foot house and monument and then a cabin up in Woodland Park and then a two-story in Fount and a rancher in Old Farm. I've got five rental properties. Right now, all of them are here in town. All of them are built between 1951 and 1954. All of them have Federal Electric panels until I upgrade to the current panels of today. 3 out of 5 are converted. I've got 2 left. Every single one of them has crawl spaces and unutilized attics, so I can renovate and maintain the houses through the crawl space and through the attic without interfering with the living square footage. For me, all of them are one-car garages. All of them have garage doors, and all of them have hardwood floors to some degree. All of them have very similar kitchens, very similar appliances, and very similar bedrooms, and even very similar windows. Very similar yards. 4 out of 5 are yards with water, with grass that I have one of my team members maintaining. 1 is Zeroscape, and now that's on the market. I've started to experiment with Airbnb with my personal home on Polo. Now I have just enough experience that I'm doing a 1031 exchange, which is the sale of investment property and the purchase of another one, identifying the property within 45 days, purchasing it within 6 months, and therefore I don't have to pay any taxes. If my wife and I sold this property and eliminated it from our portfolio, I would make $260,000, but I'd have to pay $40,000 to Uncle Sam, and I refuse to do that with the current IRS and our current president. I'll keep a house before I sell it and pay capital gains tax. I would do that, my wife said, for the previous president. Not right now in this administration, because they're getting ready to take as much money as they can anyhow. I'm not going to offer more. But that's my personal opinion. Now, I am venturing into property investment, home ownership in Tennessee for tax and political purposes as a backup plan from Governor Paulus and Emperor Biden. But smooth sailing with investment properties, come on, we need to carry on. I'll tell you how smooth it is going to Tennessee. So far, it's been tough. I've interviewed, like I teach people, 3 agents and found a good team in Betsy and Joy that I like. But it's very hard to find a house down there when you're absent. So I'll tell you the story and how that went. I pray and I speak in that it's going to be smooth sailing, but I'm making a slow transition of a portion of my portfolio into short-term rentals. So I'm studying it even before I make a decision, and I'll practice those different approaches before I even introduce you to it. But I'll be transparent and tell you whether it's smooth sailing at all or whether I abort that entire mission and decide not to buy anything or to buy a 1031 exchange property here. So that's very, very important to have smooth sailing with investment properties. You have to keep the waves off the water. Pretty big analogy there, huh? Whole spoof on sticks and I'm sailing away, you know, I'm the captain. Come on, buddy, climb aboard. Play that tune in the background there, Matt. See, I get sentimental now with my Bee Gees shirt on.
So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow.
But I talk in simple terms. It's not that complex. It's not easy. It's actually hard work. It's a lot of work for me to talk to 50 applicants to find 10 good ones, but it's the right thing to do. And it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance. You can sleep when you retire. I just take that approach, and I want to help you do the same. So make sure that you invest in what you know. And you can do that by studying and listening to me and other podcasts and other books, or you can find and interview an agent and a property manager that does that for you. You have to have a plan. Now, here's the point. During the election, off the cuff, I said, if Cory Gardner loses, I'm going to 1031 exchange either into Texas or Tennessee for tax and political reasons. So by May of 2024, I'm going to spend 7 months or whatever or more in Tennessee or Texas. And my wife said, I want to go to Gatlinburg and Knoxville, not Texas. Now, that's a lesson in itself right there, gentlemen, that I actually put my mission aside and subordinated underneath my wife's desire and mission to go to Tennessee. I made that decision off the cuff, but now I've slowed down to build a plan and I have parameters that have to be met. I need to have investment property strength in Gatlinburg. I want to have a log or a traditional house so it can recruit and gather and draw people. Number three, I wanted some water around it, but I've abandoned that. But number four is I said I want to keep between $350,000 and $750,000, and now I'm between $350,000 and $550,000. So I'm building a plan and I'm working the plan. And then finally, I continually remind myself and understand the power of residual income. My wife and I have $10,000 a month for watching football and shoe shopping, for going on a mission to Carolina or Guatemala, or taking our daughter to dance. My wife and I can make those decisions. And the power of a dividend, the power of property ownership and duplication and residual is so smart that it's worth getting in the boat and smooth sailing with investment properties. So hopefully this has helped you. Call me at 330-1457 to continue the conversation. I'd love to help you with your next mortgage with my team at Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. And like I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose in life, pray to God, stop right now, that he deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener and podcast listener, every single week. Someone that I would sow into for free until you stab me in the back. If you don't stab me in the back, I'll be with you for life. If not, I'll just quietly disappear. Won't be mean to you. I'll just go rogue. Just quiet. So be my friend. Call me at 330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garman Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.